Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. How you doing today? I'm telling you, it's just another wonderful day. That's all it is. It's as simple as that. Listen, as long as we're alive and kicking, then that gives us another opportunity to fight back, and that is a glorious thing, so we can all be grateful for that, right? It sure beats the hell out of the alternative. Listen, I have another great guest lined up this morning that I'm going to bring on after the first break, but I want you to get involved with the network. Advertise your business or service. I suggest Operation Vampire Killer 2012, Officer Jack McClam's book, 208-935-7852. Portion of the proceeds from the sale of that book goes back to the network. They'd make no money on this book. They're just trying to get information out there. So listen, get it into the hands of law enforcement and military as well as everyone else. People don't know what they don't know. And a lot of us don't know a hell of a lot. I can tell you that much. I can tell you that much. Anyway, 208-935-7852 is the number. Information is available on my website. Main page, front and center, there's a scrolling bar that has a link to Officer Jack McClam's information on there, the table of contents of the book, the whole nine yards. So get it, get involved, do something, okay? You got to do something. I don't know. You can sit on the sidelines if you want, but I'm telling you, you're not going to like the outcome of that inactivity. Listen, I hear the cue music. We're going to hit a break. Be back in 3 minutes, and my guest, James Harbison, will be joining me then. Don't change that dial if you know what's good for you.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rod. Listen, now I want to give you a little more information before I bring Jim on with me this morning. Don Casey, who has been on my show several times, is going to be speaking tomorrow in Tennessee at some public forum there, the Tennessee Liberty Alliance, tnliberty.org is their website, where I'm sure you can probably find more information. But it's in Knoxville. He's going to be speaking there tomorrow. Oh, what time is he going to be speaking there? I don't know. It doesn't say it on this thing that he sent to me. But there's, I'll put a link to this up on my website. I'll put this flyer up on my website if you're interested. If you're in Tennessee in the Knoxville area or not too far from there, or even if you are, start driving now. Go there. Don is a real, real, real smart cookie, and it would be worthwhile hearing what this gentleman has to say. TNLiberty.org is the website. Go there. It'll give you information for what time this presentation is being held tomorrow. They're talking. Oh, here you go. Noon to 1 is a luncheon. 1 to 3 he speaks. The doors open. An open forum is from 10 to noon. So anyway, listen, TNLiberty.org. Check it out. And there's something else somebody sent me, but you know what? I don't think I have it handy to talk about that. Some announcement of something coming up, but I'll find it and I'll let you know. Anyway, listen, my guest this morning is James Harbison. He is retired 27 years of service, U.S. Army infantry officer with 2 combat tours, and he's a recipient of both the Silver and Bronze Stars for Valor, as well as the Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry, and he is a constitutional conservative. and I am glad to have Jim on with me. He's down in New Mexico, Las Cruces area, and he writes editorials for the Las Cruces Sun-News, if you're interested in reading them. I will put a link up to this information up on my website, as I always do, under the tab entitled Podcast for today's show. And I want to welcome Jim to the show this morning. Hey, Jim, how are you, kid?
Good morning, Maggie. I'm doing well, and you?
I'm surviving reality. Not too well, though, but I am surviving reality. No, actually, I am. I'm surviving reality, so what else can you ask for, right?
That's right. Right now, we're all hanging on by our fingernails.
Yeah, it certainly does seem that way, doesn't it?
It does.
So what's going on? Let's talk a little bit about your neck of the woods. Yesterday, I had a couple ladies on who were talking about the evil things they're doing down in the Miami-Dade area. And you know, I like to bring people on, Jim, as you know, who are from all different areas of the nation so people can get a flavor of how they are implementing and approaching this one-world plan that they are putting into place all around the world. So the techniques and strategies used in one place, they're going to use that or a variation of that in your town, too, so look for it. So I believe that you can't have enough information. You can't have too much information, rather.
That's right. You know, and it comes at us from so many different directions, under the guise of so many names. The progressives have been very good about finding words that sound well. You know, sustainable development and sustainability. We're doing, the local governments here are doing a couple things. One is they're trying to get a regional Sustainable Development Council, which becomes one more bureaucratic agency that isn't accountable to the taxpayers, to create these monsters from this one world government. But more importantly, we're fighting an effort down here that out of state environmental organizations have supported something here in New Mexico called the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. It's trying to establish our illustrious state senator, federal senator, Bingham and Udall have both proposed bills to create a wilderness area here on the border with Mexico. And for two sessions in Congress now, it has failed to get through. So the Wilderness Alliance, who funds both of their campaigns, has worked really hard at trying to get this thing passed. So their latest effort now is they're trying to get Obama to sign a proclamation proclaiming this as under the Antiquities Act, as a national monument. Well, that on the surface doesn't sound bad, except they want to take 600,000 acres, which is 25% of our entire county, and turn it into wilderness area. And this is all part of that Open Borders Act from Agenda 21 and the Wildlands Project, where you essentially evict the public from public lands and you lock it up. You know, we've got a whole bunch of people here, including the retired Border Patrol agents, all the law enforcement officials who oppose this because, as you know, we're 40 miles from Juarez, Mexico, the drug cartel, most violent city in the world. And this becomes a drug corridor. We've had arrests here recently. Ruidoso Downs, which is a racetrack that we have in New Mexico, which is about, I'm going to say, 100 miles north of Las Cruces. One of the guys who's had horses and a stable has just been arrested by the federal government for his involvement. He's head of one of the drug cartels. And it's been a money laundering scheme. But bottom line is, we've got all these, quote, environmentalists trying to impose this, which is all part of Agenda 21, and as you know, a year ago at this time, I ran a conference here in Las Cruces trying to alert the public about the dangers of this thing, and at that point, most people had not heard of it because it's been one of these things that's been under the radar, as you know, better than I do, for almost 20 years now, or actually more than 20, being implemented by our government. So we've taken, there's a group of us here and thankfully, including our local Congressman Steve Pierce, who've been trying to oppose these efforts. But, you know, bottom line is 600,000 acres, 25% of the county in a wilderness bill would, quote, will protect the environment and save these lands for future generations. The problem is, it may protect the land, but future generations and current generations will never be able to set foot on it. So,
well, it, you know, and it isn't going to protect the land because the illegal aliens will keep crossing the, into that area. That's not going to change. Just like this, these no man's lands, essentially, designation other areas along, you know, like the Arizona border and that where they have, I don't know, national forests or whatever they refer to them as, where, you know, you're the, even the Border Patrol agents aren't allowed to go into this pristine area, which is garbage strewn from top to bottom, because these illegal aliens, they certainly aren't interested in whether or not it's designated as a national monument. They don't care. You know what I mean? So it's all a big, it's all a big hustle. It's all such a lie.
Yeah, and you know, where we are too is that, you know, the one you're talking about is the Oregon Pipe Cactus Monument, which borders on with Mexico in the Nogales area, and so that has become just an open highway. There's more than 3,000 miles of trails in that area that are created by illegals, and we were concerned about a few Americans going in there and doing it. They now have signs posted that you don't go in by yourself. There's a Borrego Springs area that is a gorgeous place to go to, but the only way you can go there now is with an armed escort and a convoy. And I'm thinking, what are we doing? We're creating these kinds of, quote, sanctuaries for criminals. And they want to do that here to Las Cruces. And, you know, straight line distance from Las Cruces to the border is about 25 miles. So we had a presentation last weekend with some retired Border Patrol agents who have written letters to the president and to Congress and have testified before Congress that they adamantly oppose this kind of creation. And yet we have both city council and county commissions, both our local governments here, who have passed resolutions in support of this. You know, we have an entire group of progressives who've been elected to office who, many of them owe their election to the money that was funneled into them from the Wilderness Alliance. And the Wilderness Alliance pulls the strings, and so we're stuck with some of these things. And, you know, democracy doesn't work. We flooded the city hall at a recent council meeting where they're going to adopt this resolution, and there were so many people that wanted to speak, the mayor limited everybody to 1 minute.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Except the city councilor, who I will call an open socialist, who got to make a almost 20-minute PowerPoint presentation about why we should adapt this thing. So, you know, wait a minute, excuse me, your role as city council is listen to the public, not preach to them, and yet we were giving her 20 minutes to do this PowerPoint presentation. And in spite of what anyone says, their mind was made up before the council meeting. You know, it was a given they were going to support this resolution, in spite of overwhelming demand against it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, if you look at that wildlands map, I don't think you guys are there. Are you there on that wildlands map,
Jim? Yes, we are.
Well, I know the state is. My point is you're not going to be. My point is you're going to be part of an area where it's going to be animals only. It's going to be part of the Wildlands Project. You know what I'm saying? I perceive that that's where this is going, because the goal is to drive people off their property, out of their land. You're going to head for the hills. You're going to leave town. You're going to be driven because they'll destroy the economy, off your farms, into the cities. Everybody will be living in these green ghettos. And one of the ways to do that, of course, is to scare the hell out of you by having all these criminals traversing your county streets, right? All your township,
exactly.
You know, all these criminals in your midst, and you'll be scared out of your wits. You think, I can't live here anymore.
You know, it's interesting because we have this retired Border Patrol sector chief who covered everything from Texas to San Diego,
Hold on, Jim, because we got to hit a break. So pick that up when we come back. Yeah, 3 minutes, we'll be back. James Harbison is my guest this morning. Don't change that dial.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. Lots of information on my website, and that Wildlands map that I just referenced is linked up there as well. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, it is up there so you can take a peek at that baby because you do want to see it. Believe me, you really do. Under the tab entitled, I believe it's Sustainable Development, there's a drop-down menu and there is maps. There are maps, rather. Loaded on there, so take a peek, kids, for your viewing pleasure. Anyway, my guest this morning is James Harbison, and we were talking about, you were going to mention something about the Border Patrol agents, Jim, so go ahead, please.
Yeah, we had a briefing for Congressman Pierce last Saturday, and the guest speaker was a guy by the name of Zach Taylor. He's a border security expert and vice chairman of the National Association of former Border Patrol officers, and he talked about criminal violence intelligence briefing, and he said, you know, we hear these little incidents, and this is the part where we go back to your lead-in about what the public doesn't know. He talked about where the news reports on a single incident, you know, someone fired at a Border Patrol agent today, or there was a body found out in the desert. And he said, those are single events that don't sound like much. And he said his job as the intel chief was to put these together and say, okay, what are the trends? And this is the part that everyone seems to miss. And so as he put together a map of an 18-month timeline and started putting these little pinpoints of all the things that happened, all of a sudden, you know, the whole map is just covered with single incidents. And he talks about what went on this side of the border and what went on immediately south of the border and the increasing violence there, the deaths, the fight among the cartels, not necessarily about the drugs in the United States, but who's going to control the corridors to get them in there. And that's what this wilderness area does here in our area, is it becomes another drug and human smuggling corridor. And he also mentioned that, you know, if you go to Tucson, Arizona, and you take I-10, Interstate 10 that runs east and west along the southern United States, it's about 70 miles north of the border from Mexico to I-10. And because of the policies of our Homeland Security, and Janet Napolitano, who, interestingly enough, was the former governor of Arizona, the Border Patrol can't do anything in that 70-mile corridor. And what he says is when you create these wilderness areas, the northern end of that wilderness area now becomes, by de facto, the new border with Mexico. Because we've just surrendered that whole area to Mexico and to the drug cartels. So Las Cruces is I-25 comes through here at I-10. At 25 miles north of the border, we're going to make that in areas beyond north of I-25 and I-10, part of this new wilderness area. We have just made that, open that up to free access to any illegal activity that comes south of the border. It is just unbelievable. And Congressman Pierce was appalled at the information that Mr. Taylor put out, because he said, as a member of Congress and a member of this group, I've never been briefed on this. I've never seen this kind of stuff, because it's been held back by Homeland Security. They've refused to brief Congress on this kind of stuff, trying to keep it all in-house so the public doesn't know. And it's really, really scary when you get into this. Zach Taylor has been on Glenn Beck and others and other shows, and he's been a guest speaker at the Republican National Committee. So he's not like some unknown guy who has no credibility. And we also had, at the same briefing, our own county sheriff and one of the border ranchers in there. And the sheriff talked about the cartel is here in our community. And, for example, a guy who's flipping burgers over at a Burger King was arrested because he would go from southern New Mexico across the border into Juarez as a cartel hitman. And so some of the 3,000 people per year that were killed in Juarez are directly tied to a guy that lives right here in New Mexico who, you know, we think is this nondescript person working at a Burger King flipping burgers.
He's just coming here for a better life. Come on, Jim. Didn't you miss that memo?
Yeah.
We're all just coming here for a better life. Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, our local newspapers don't give us great coverage.
No, well, of course not, because who are they owned by? Everything is all bought and paid for by the same handful of people. They control the message, have for 100 years.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because you mentioned that my lead-in that I write a column. I'm a non-paid columnist.
I wouldn't have you on here if you were getting paid, honestly. I wouldn't. I can't waste my time with those numbskulls. There's no point in that.
Because I wrote so many scathing articles on them in this liberal community that they invited me to come in and be their only conservative editor, to write the only conservative editorial column in the paper. So I'm commonly referred to as the local bomb thrower.
Oh, are you? Okay. Hang on, we're going to hit a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Are you really? Cheers!
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you really in the gears? Sort of weather time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of my...
Hey, everybody, we're back. Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening through Orion Talk Radio Network, New Rev, Liberty Works Radio, several others, and others I don't know. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it here. We're glad you're simulcasting our programming here. It's a wonderful thing. It's a win-win for everybody. Now listen, Jim, I wanted to warn you, though, you got to watch what you say, because they'll come and grab you just like they did that Marine Corps veteran for the comments he made on Facebook. They'll come and lock you up, Jim, and they'll, you know, do a little frontal lobotomy or something, a little ice pick time maybe, huh?
Well, you know, I've already, I'm probably already on Janet Napolitano's, you know, terrorist list, because one, I'm a veteran, two, I believe in the Second Amendment rights, and three, I'm a conservative, and four, there's a lot of things about limited government I enjoy, so that puts me on their list automatically, so.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I guess they let that young fellow Brandon Raub out last night, so, that's a win for the good guys, except the real win would be them not doing the stuff in the first place. But in order to make that happen, we need a lot of people to wake up to what's going on here, Jim, because they just aren't seeing the handwriting on the wall.
Well, you know,
but,
that's the sad part. You know, New Mexico was originally part of Spain, and then than part of Mexico and then part of the United States. And so we have a predominantly Hispanic population. And that's not meant to be a negative. They're great people, and
they've
with the land here, and they have a real vested interest in preserving it. The problem is we get the wilderness people come in and make all these kinds of claims about saving it for them and future generations. And you talk to anybody who grew up here, and they can talk about when they were a kid, they'd ride out in the desert on their bicycles or their motorcycles or in the back of their dad's pickup truck and see everything, and they want to preserve that for their kids. And you get the wilderness area with all the outside money that flows into New Mexico that puts out these really great spots and promotions on TV and the radio stations here about what they're going to do, and they buy into this because, you know, it's, again, we have this 30-second spot mentality that here's the sound bite, and they bite at it thinking, yes, I'm saving this for my kids, but if they bother to read it, they realize their kids and grandkids will never get to see it because you take 600,000 acres, and the only way you can get in there is on foot. You can take no mechanical device. We have 38 ranchers that will be involved with this proposal or be impacted by it. Of course, they claim, well, we'll still keep grazing rights.
They will.
People in Philadelphia don't, in the East Coast for that matter, don't realize what the impact of national monuments are. If you go back and look at that map you're talking about on wildlands, you know, most of the wilderness areas and national monuments and so forth are in the west because the East Coast, historically, that's where our nation started, and as they moved forward, it became more densely populated, and the land was turned over to the local governments and to citizens to expand the nation. Well, here we've got all kinds of tracts of land that, for example, Doña Ana County, right now 85% of the land of our entire county is owned by some government agency. Only 15% of the entire county is privately owned. And so they want to lock this kind of stuff up. And in the ranchers, for example, they tell us, well, we'll create this monument, but you'll still have grazing rights. New Mexico, there are 103 monuments in the nation. New Mexico already has 12 of them, which total about 430,000 acres. Well, this new one they want to propose would be 600,000 acres. And the ranchers keep saying, well, we'll allow grazing rights, and it's in writing they do that, and that's a true statement. However, when you look at the history, you know, what's not only what you say, but what do you do? Yes, all the other 12 monuments allow grazing rights, and with two exceptions, I think they still allow hunting, that kind of stuff. However, they impose restrictions later down the line that effectively eliminate any opportunity for grazing. There's no grazing in the other areas. It still says they can, but you get people like EP and these environmental groups who then sue the federal government or whoever manages the monument saying you can't do that, and the bottom line is they impose so many constraints on grazing that it becomes economically unfeasible, and you're forced out by these new bureaucratic regulations that override the, if you will, and I question whether it's a spirit or the intent or just a clandestine way to disguise the intent to prevent it. But bottom line is, grazing and ranching die in these areas. And so, you know, we now have taken the cattle industry and destroyed it. New Mexico is the chili capital of the world, and all these kinds of things impact it. This wilderness area will even prevent the flood control people from repairing any of the flood control structures because you can't take any mechanical device in there. And if you don't believe that, go look what happened to Tombstone, Arizona last year during the floods. It's in a national monument area the same way. They had the fires that destroyed all the forest, and then the monsoon season that followed that flooded and boulders and stuff washed down and destroyed the pipelines that provided the water supply to the city of Tombstone. And the federal government would not allow them to go in with equipment and repair the lines. They had to go in on foot. You can't even take a wagon. No mechanical device.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Now you've got a bunch of citizens that can only, and obviously in the desert, water is important, so everyone has to stay hydrated. You can barely carry enough water to sustain yourself doing heavy labor for 8 hours, let alone the picks and shovels. And so here you got a bunch of citizens who wander in the wilderness area on foot and are moving boulders the size of automobiles by hand. I mean, that's absurd. And that's what this monument declaration entails. And so people across the nation, mostly the monuments affect the people in the West because we have the open spaces, but it's just another effort by the government to open up this world with no borders and turn it over, open it up to the one world government to manage.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, we've got a caller from San Francisco. Let's take this caller. Dean, go right ahead, please. Hello, Dean? All right, well, I guess we don't have this guy at
life. Something I said.
No, I don't know. No, whatever. It's okay. Yeah, you know, I makes me think, talking about these ranchers, it makes me think of Wayne Hage, who, I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's passed on, but he had like a 17-year battle with the federal government over rangelands. And, in fact, I think the name of his book was Storm Over Rangelands, I believe, something like that. Anyway, you can hear a lot of recordings of conversations with him that Michael Shaw had on Freedom Advocate's website. If you look that up, it's really very interesting. His knowledge and understanding of allodial land rights and stuff is very, very extensive. But he had a battle. They actually won it. And I just saw something a week or two ago that it was overturned by a higher court. He died, and I believe his wife ended up dying. And his kids are still fighting this battle, been raging. Raging. And of course, they claim they're going to allow the cattlemen to water their cattle and to, you know, graze and that stuff, but it's a big lie. They won't be doing it.
Well,
it's a lie.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, the ranchers out there obviously have a vested interest in maintaining the livestock. So they've got, many of them are solar activated pumps for wells to pump water into the water tanks for the livestock. And of course, not only livestock, but all the wildlife comes out there, and you can put up cameras, which we have plenty of them here, that show pictures of night vision cameras that show pumas and mountain lions and so forth, deer, antelope, elk, whatever it is. We have something unique here in New Mexico called the all of a sudden old age said it. I'm trying to think of the name, but it's originally from Africa, like an antelope that they brought into White Sands Missile Range during the war to give all the people who were kind of confined there to work on the nuclear bomb. It gave them oryx. Oryx is the animal to hunt. Well, we have those, and they have no natural predators here, so they become pretty wild. So you see all these animals at these feed troughs or water troughs. Well, under the wilderness proposal, the ranchers are no longer able to maintain those, and so the water supply for all the wildlife, in addition to the cattle, dry up because they can't maintain them. You can't haul pipe on horseback. And if you, like I mentioned, you can go in on foot, or you can go in on horseback. If your horses have been quarantined for more than 3 weeks and fed only a certain kind of feed because, God forbid, the horse droppings might carry some seeds that weren't native to this area that come from regular feed that's not grown on that. So, I mean, it's just insanity that the controls they want to put in these to drive the ranchers out of business, drive people off the lands. And I ask everybody, as we have, there's a whole group of people here that worked very hard for the last couple of years trying to defeat these actions. you know, you're protecting us from whom, for whom? And the answer for both is it's not the people. You're not protecting it from the citizens, and you're not protecting it for the citizens. You're getting ready to surrender control to the One World Organization that wants all these open borders, or better term, lack of borders.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, there are no borders as far as these people are concerned.
That's correct.
Right? And people will be able to travel freely wherever they want to go, of course. We know where they want to go. Poor people from these third world nations will come up here, and because, of course, this offers them a better life, but only on a temporary basis, because eventually we'll all be dragged down to that level, because that's the game plan.
Right. You know, we have an issue right here. You know, like I say, straight line distance from Las Cruces, the border is about 25 miles. Whereas in El Paso, which across from El Paso, Texas, which is 45 miles east of here, that's the major border crossings. So whether you want to come in there in New Mexico or Texas, you come in through the El Paso area. And right now they have a 25-mile limit. They have for the frequent travelers who travel back and forth every day for business or, you know, God knows why we do this, but these kids claim American citizenship. They live in Juarez, and yet they can come to school and paid for by the U.S. taxpayers because they're U.S. citizens. I think, Maggie, when you and I were both kids, if you didn't live in a school district, you couldn't change and go to a school outside your district, and yet we're busing kids from another nation, and the
yeah,
local taxpayers in Las Cruces or Deming or El Paso or the border cities are paying for these, and we have 60-passenger city buses or school buses that stop at the border checkpoint and wait for these kids to come across, and then we bus them to school, and we pick up the tab for all of that. But bottom line is, anyway, there's this 25-mile limit. Well, that now creates a buffer. Anybody can come in on a visitor visa or just show their passport or whatever, or any ID and come in. There's no check to control whether they go home or not. And so now the mayors of the two border towns, Las Cruces and El Paso, have decided that isn't good enough. We need to extend that limit to 70 miles. So now they can come into the United States on a 70-mile corridor from the border. And do you realize how far you can be if you come in 70 miles unconstrained?
Yeah.
That passes all the border checkpoints we have. And now there's no way to control where they go from there. And we see it every day where they come across the border, where people come across the border and just exceed their stay, I'll say. And
yeah,
they head
yeah.
north to places like Chicago or Seattle or
Philadelphia.
Any of these, or any other these sanctuary cities. But my issue really isn't about immigration. My issue is about controlling our border and these kinds of monuments. What they do is they prohibit routine activities, and it's under the guise of protecting the wilderness. And as you've already mentioned, you've seen what happened in Arizona where we protected the wilderness. They collect over 200 tons of trash every year.
I know it.
It doesn't even make a dent.
Well, you know, a nation is no longer a nation if you can't control your borders. If you don't have a perimeter around your nation and you have the say of who comes or who doesn't kind of a thing, you're no longer a nation.
Right.
You're just a plot of land, that's all. And I know I've seen the cameras that people have set up that track the people along the routes that they're coming, and we certainly understand why people want to come and escape these hell holes they were unfortunate enough to have been born in. But why aren't you in your own country fighting for your own country? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. Y'all, and most of these people that come here are very young, agile individuals. Why aren't you fighting for your own nation to correct the ills in your own nation? Because it just doesn't make any sense. I don't quite get, but then I realize, you know, when you're kind of outgunned by these cartels and that stuff, it makes it pretty tough when you see decapitated bodies swinging from bridges on a routine basis. But
yeah,
still, you know.
because this Zach Taylor, who spoke, this Border Patrol or Border Security expert, he lives in a town that's south in southeast Arizona, below Tucson, called, he lives about 10 miles south of a town called Tubac. So he's probably 15 miles north of the border. His daughter goes to high school, and the high school is on the border of this national monument, 5 miles from where Border Patrol agent Terry was killed.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're talking about violent drug cartel with AK-47 type assault rifles, not actual Simmons, but actual assault rifles, military version of them, 5 miles from an American high school, because we can't control our borders.
I wouldn't be sending my kid to that school, I can tell you that much.
You know, that's where they live, and that's the violence that's surrounding them. I hear you.
I know. Yeah, hang on, Jim. We got to hit a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back for the final segment. Don't change that dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Are you gathering up the tea?
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
Hey, everybody. We're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I hear the people in the network talking. Hey, everybody. Well, I guess we're live now. I could hear the people in the network trying to fix some things, and I couldn't hear the cue music. Anyway, listen, we're back, and my guest this morning, James Harbison, is on with me. I don't know what you were saying when we hit the break, Jim. I got kind of sidetracked when we were off the air there for the 3 minute.
Yeah,
what
we were
saying
talking about Zach Taylor's daughter going
to school five miles.
You know, they're 15 miles north of the border, and, you know, we're willing to, the citizens aren't, but the government is willing to sacrifice our safety for some other benign or clandestine purpose, and surrendering our border is not the way. And that's what they're doing. When they create these monument areas, they're surrendering our border to whatever organization south. Ronald Reagan made a statement a long time ago called, "The simple truth is we lost control of our borders and no nation can do that and survive."
Yeah,
and at
this point, we're
looking at survival.
Yeah. We've got a caller from Texas with a 30-second question. Wayne, go ahead quickly, please, because we don't have much time. Go ahead. Go ahead, Wayne.
Maggie?
Yes.
Hi. I just want to ask your guest one question. That is, with some of these public officials taking some of these actions, it seems to me like they're violating their oath of office and using color of law to implement these actions. I was wondering if there's been any action to take to send them notice and demands to refute all their presumptions they're using, plus the fact they're violating their oath. Just some way to put it on the public record that they're doing these kind of things and possibly get the movement started towards getting them to refute some of the stuff they're doing.
Well, we worked hard here in Doniana County to oppose our city and county commissioners, and I will give the county commission consists of 5 people, 3 females and 2 males. The 3 females voted, the entire commission voted to make a resolution to support this monument, and then the women decided after some further information this was a bad move, and they've gone out public and wrote letters to oppose that and say we need to reconsider this and the implications. So I commend them. They've done a good job, but that's because of public pressure on them. There's some other actions that are pending that, you know, we're trying to hold our officials accountable, but, you know, they just simply choose to ignore us, and they've been elected by a progressive majority here in the southern part, and, you know, if you look like other parts of the nation, it's the politically active who get people elected, and while it may not represent the will of all the people, until you can get them motivated, then you're not going to change it. And so we're working hard to educate the public on what goes on and to take actions to remove these people from office.
That sounds good. Yeah, I just was curious because some of these notice and demands, if you put like a 30-day limit on for them to prove up what that they're doing something within their oath and their mission statement of their office, then it is on the public record, and that could be something that could be used to help remove them quicker from office.
Well, the interesting thing
Hang on, Wayne. On that note, I'm going to cut you loose, kiddo, because we're going to run out of time. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Jim.
They've done is they've passed a non-binding resolution, but with this, they've sent letters to President Obama and Congress saying there's no opposition to this, which is a blatant lie, because there is. There has been a strong effort to oppose this for the last 4 or 5 years as they continue to try to force this on us, much like Obamacare was forced.
I got to cut you loose, Jim, because I couldn't hear the cue music. Now we're running out of time. We've only got 20 seconds left. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it so much. Listen, everybody, we're going to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming. You can hear me on Orion at noon on Eastern Time. Sunday, every Sunday, I'm on Orion Talk Radio. I'll be back here on Monday.